Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Have either of you ever ridden the bus for something?
Absolutely.
Technically,
not.
Yes.
Not a school bus, but like a travel, a travel bus.
No.
A recent company took a poll of bus travelers. So these are the regulars that take the bus on trips, and asked what the worst or most annoying thing that people can do on a bus is. And number one came in, play loud music.
Oh.
Now I can imagine, yes, that is very annoying. Number two is what stopped me in my tracks, though, because it's less annoying than playing loud music, according to travelers on buses. It's have sex.
What?
On a bus?
Yes. That came in number two behind loud music.
I don't understand. Like,
imagine I'm somebody who travels on a bus.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to get to Portland from Sacramento.
Okay, so is this like a I take the bus to work bus?
Yes. No, this is a
travel. This is a Greyhound.
Yeah, these are Greyhound people, okay? Imagine that there's somebody with loud music playing.
Right.
That bothers me more than two people having sex on the bus.
Okay. I'm really struggling here. Can you tell me how the sex is happening?
Right. In the bathroom.
Let's assume it's not.
Somebody's just on somebody's lap.
Have you seen a bus bathroom? It's smaller than
an
airplane bathroom.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So is this is like lap stuff?
I guess. Yeah.
Oh.
Are they being loud about it? Like, do I just know it's happening, or is it like a show?
You're asking me a bunch of questions that I don't.
Well,
are they attractive? Are any of them named Tanya?
I'm trying to gauge which would put me out more. Because on the surface, having sex, you would think would be number one, right?
Okay. All right. I'm going to answer your question.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to say no, they're not being loud, because loud talking came in number four. All right. So, and if in case you're just curious, smoking or vaping came in number three. All right. So, having non-loud sex in the open.
Right.
Number two for annoyances traveling by bus.
Listen, I know I've got a reputation for being the slut on this show, but I'm going to say, have your quiet sex and leave me alone, but don't play loud music because I'm trying to sleep.
So you could tune it out.
If it's quiet.
Okay. All right.
You know, I just think if we're thinking about what is truly putting other people out.
Right.
I'm going to say it's loud music wins.
Here's why I'm going to agree with you.
Okay.
Which you'd think would be shocking. In fact, I'm going to bump everything down. Everything, including playing loud music. Because I once took a bus from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania to New York City because I couldn't get a ride home from college. And the person who sat next to me really wanted to talk to me about something. And what is something that is really annoying to talk to somebody about?
Politics, religion?
Religion.
Oh.
And I sat down, and there's a big shock coming, okay? It wasn't me just sitting down, and then they sat next to me, blocking me from the aisle, by the way, and saying, I'd like to talk to you about, you know, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That wasn't it. It was, I would like to talk to you about our Lord Satan and how he has changed my life.
Wow.
3 hours of it.
Okay, that seems like something you'd be interested in.
I was interested in it for an hour.
Okay.
Three's excessive.
Right.
I gotta tell you, if I was a chatty Cathy back then and was willing to stand up to this guy, who was absolutely not looking like a Satanist. He looked like Ned Flanders from The Simpsons.
Even better.
Very normal guy, okay? But if I was a chatty Cathy then, I would have said at like an hour and a half, you know what? You got to stop because as of right now, you got me. I'm a Satanist now. You win.
Yeah.
You push it, I'm going to go way the other way. I'm gonna become an evangelical if you keep it up.
So, okay, now pretend instead of that,
yeah,
Ned Flanders is in the back of the bus quietly having sex with his girlfriend.
Far less annoying than him trying to convert me to Satanism.
There you go.
Satanism bumps everything down on the list. It goes at the top.
Okay.
And just as a general rule of thumb, do not travel by bus ever.
If it can be avoided.